When I was 15, my dad bought a piano, and I banged away at it. Nobody taught me to play. He was teaching having my younger siblings in piano lessons. And I found out I could play without reading notes. So I did that for years, a few years, until I got good enough to start performing. And I got to be pretty popular in Jamaica. And at 19, 20, I had the number one hit on the Jamaican Hit Parade.
Which
was a gospel song, which was kind of weird that a gospel song was this pop hit. But in any event, because of that, and pouring my life and energies into that, it opened up the windows for me to come to the United States and to study. And I came here, and I walked away from all of that music and all of that adulation and people begging me to stay and offering me jobs where I wouldn't have to do much just so I could do music and that kind of a thing. But I didn't see that as what I wanted to do with my life. The thought of having songs that were popular and being the cool guy as my way of life, I just could not see that happening because I was an introvert and I did not have the socially magnetic personality. I have siblings who did, so I could see the contrast. And then here I was belting out these songs, and suddenly I was a magnetic person. And I thought, you guys don't know me. You love me now, but I was the same lovable guy yesterday. But there's something that the music's done to attract you to me, and I don't want to live off that. I don't want some kind of a skill to be what drives my relationship with the world. And I don't, you know, it was a really weird thing for a 20-year-old to come to. But I decided I wanted to have a secure source of income that did not require popularity and would give me the freedom to be who I was and not to be constantly thirsting for the popularity to put food on the table or to feed my soul. And so I left it and came to the United States to do design.
That's remarkably insightful as a young man to get that little taste of fame and to have sort of the wherewithal to say, you know what, this isn't really true to who I am or what I want from my life.
Right. Yeah, it was when I look back at it, at the time I thought it was just me being me. But when I look back at it now, I think, why? That was weird for a 20-year-old to do that.
Absolutely.
But I'm absolutely glad I did.